Humboldt County's management of cannabis cultivation in specific watersheds is being questioned due to lack of annual reviews, but the county's head planner reports that farming isn't even close to reaching maximum amounts. The status of cannabis farming and its impacts on the county's watersheds were discussed at length during the April 24th Board of Supervisors meeting. In 2018, the county sought to limit cannabis impacts on watersheds. The Board of Supervisors set caps on cultivation permits and acreage in 12 of the county's watersheds. County Planning Director John Ford told supervisors that the cultivation caps total 3,500 permits, and to date, only about 1,000 have been approved. The caps total about 1,200 acres, and total approved acreage is only 388 acres. Ford said the county's cannabis ordinance EIR didn't call for monitoring of each watershed, but that was disputed during a public comment period by Mark Thurmond, one of the leading proponents of the failed Measure A ballot measure that proposed new cannabis regulation.
FER also called for routine water monitoring. It did. It's in there. To mitigate impacts to be conducted by state agencies, these were to be invited by the county as a lead agency. No such water monitoring has been done, and no testing of the water has been done. We still don't know what's in the water from any cause. 6 years ago, the Planning Department's Resolution 1843 arbitrarily assigned capital allocations to watersheds. Now, the size of a watershed is not a criterion. You got to look at the environment, the water source, the aquifers, the whole picture.
When the county set the watershed caps, it also called for annual public hearings on the permitting, acreage, and enforcement actions in each watershed. Those hearings haven't been held, presumably because cannabis permitting and acreage have only accounted for about 30% of the total permitting and acreage maximums. But some public commenters said more data is needed because using the caps as a basis isn't specific enough. Scott Bauer of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife said his agency worked hard with the county in setting the caps, but he added that watershed monitoring is important.
We need to think about monitoring, which is a component of the ordinance, because the caps were put in place and we agreed to them thinking, yeah, those watersheds can handle that, right? They can handle up to that as far as water use goes and the other issues around cannabis cultivation. But currently, it doesn't seem to be the big issue. You know, the issue really is, I think, monitoring. And I'll be the first to admit, I think the agencies, the county, we haven't done enough of that. And when I mean monitoring, I mean looking at local impacts, localized impacts. Let's say Larrabee Valley, which is filled with wells, right? We're concerned about summer steelhead downstream. There's only about 100 of those left in the Van Dusen River. How are those wells drawing on that cold groundwater that might express itself as a spring downstream and provide that cold water for steelhead?
Several cannabis farmers also spoke during public comment. They said cannabis is being scapegoated, while the impacts of other agriculture and residential activities are below the radar of public debate. Ford had reported that there are about 1,400 fewer properties being cultivated now than in 2016, and the number is likely to rise. Applications for new cannabis farming have been minimal, with Ford saying there have only been a handful in the last 2 years. Ross Gordon of the Humboldt Growers Alliance said there's no longer a green rush, and rather, there's a green exodus. And cannabis farmer Andy Riggs said cultivation impacts are well managed in the post-legalization era.
The fact is that regulation and compliance has cleaned up cannabis and has drastically reduced all impacts, negative, on the environment, on noise, and light pollution, and the social negative impacts. It's gone. We all see it. It has wiped away more than 10,000 grow sites. Now there's hardly 1,000 of us left operating, and we're all compliant, we're all regulated, we all follow the laws.
Asked if the county needs to make changes, Ford said he's not seeing, quote, anything pressing now. Another factor offsetting impacts is revocation of existing permits due to non-payment of Measure S cannabis excise taxes. Supervisors voted to revisit the cannabis scenario in 2025 when the scale of revocations will be known. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.